T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
President Trump suggested he might impose a federal quarantine on the New York metropolitan area, preventing people from New York, parts of New Jersey and Connecticut from leaving. Governor Cuomo was quick to belittle the idea, calling it an illegal federal declaration of war against New York. He was on CNN.
If you start walling off areas all across the country, it would just be totally bizarre, counterproductive, anti-American, antisocial. It wouldn't even be productive. Look, this virus, you don't know who has it. We've done more testing in New York than any other state. That's why we know better who has it in New York. But once these other areas start to actually have the right tests and the volume of tests, you're going to see that it's all across the country.
And as if to prove his point, a short time ago, the number of coronavirus cases in Massachusetts jumped by a third to 4,257. New York Governor Cuomo said he doesn't believe Trump is serious about locking down states, and he threatened to sue the federal government if it tried. Connecticut's Governor Ned Lamont reacted to Cuomo's comment that a quarantine would be a declaration of war. Parts of Connecticut would be included in President Trump's proposed federal lockdown.
I phrase things a little differently. Look, they can propose, but we got to dispose. We're the ones that would have to enforce these rules, and let's work together to make sure that it's rules that work, don't upset the economy, and don't upset the populace, and yet give them confidence that we're working together to do everything we can to stem the tide of this pandemic.
About half the number of the nation's people with coronavirus are in New York State. 52,000 New Yorkers have it. More than 29,000 of the people have the disease. The number of deaths increased by 40% overnight to 728. Governor Cuomo responded to the question of how long this would last.
Well, how long does this go on? How long do we expect it? China, which was the first test case, right? First case was 12 weeks ago. That's when it started in China. South Korea started 9 weeks ago. Italy about 8 weeks ago. So keep it all in perspective during this disorienting time where one day is just blurring into the next.
Cuomo believes the apex of the worst, really, of the disease. In most cases, that'll be in 2 to 3 weeks. He says New York will need 140,000 beds, 30,000 ventilators. He says the Javits Center Field Hospital, with its 1,000 beds, will open Monday. It'll take coronavirus patients. The governor delayed the state's primary from April to June. New Jersey has the second most coronavirus cases in the nation right now, with more than 11,000. 140 people in the Garden State have died from the disease. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says police are cracking down on social distancing. The only way will slow the growth curve of this disease. He also says those whose lives or jobs have been impacted by the virus can now get a 90-day grace on their mortgage payments beginning April 1st.
So put together a 90-day grace period and a moratorium on foreclosures and evictions means many New Jersey families can breathe easier, keep their heads above water, and have a place they can continue to call home.
The mortgage grace period will not result in a downgrade of your credit, nor will it result in fees. He says to call your bank to discuss getting this period. An additional 233 Connecticut residents have tested positive for coronavirus overnight. There are now 1,524 in the Nutmeg State. 205 people have been hospitalized. 33 Connecticut residents have died from the disease. 20 in Fairfield County. And now let's get that forecast. Let's check in with meteorologist Frank Strait.
Well, Joe, this ugly weather is going to continue through the rest of the weekend here. We're going to see additional rain and drizzle at times tonight, and it's going to remain chilly as well, with the temperatures holding steady in the mid-40s. It'll remain cloudy and on the chilly side tomorrow with some more rain and drizzle, especially the first part of the day. Tomorrow's high will be 53. Clouds linger tomorrow night, low near 50 in Midtown, and then Monday's looking better. We'll have clouds breaking for partial sun, and the high will be 64, so a little warmer, too. Right now, though, we're seeing rain in much of the area. It's 45 in Midtown, and again, it looks as though what you see is what you're going to get for most of the night.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.